Ibn Ul's Maidah. Levimachesh Varvar Shainim. You can't mechayz the time. What you say is when it's not full of chasha. So Shainim Ardan, what's it in? If in the case of the Gemara, each one said, he said, Shalavaisa, Shalavaisa, and he brought Adam, and then you want change. You brought him Shalavaisa. Chagab, Navada, you're an Eman. What about if you chayz and tell him before the Adam come? Before the Adam come. So, yeah, many Rishonim say that you're an Eman. It starts with the Ibri Megash, the Yad Ramah, and it goes down to the Mordechai, the Goyes Ashvi, and others. The men of Shem say that if you're chayz the time before the Eidim come, then you're Nama. Now, it's interesting to note that both in the Yad Ramah and the Rimagash, when they say why you're not Nama, when Eidim come, then you want to change your time, why aren't you Naaman? So both of them say, Davadai Machma Sadusa the Mishadi Hudakahada Bay Mitanasa Kamaisa Mikahadatoyan Haitanasa Akriti. Right? So they say the reason why you're not Naaman. We say the reason why you change your time is because the Eidim came. So Mela, as the Miri says, it sounds as the Chashash Meshaker. It looks like you're lying. You're lying. The only reason why you changed your time is because they didn't change. But the Fiza, the Chayra, so it sounds like the only reason Betzim, the Yinan, became the Chayra's Italian is because they didn't change. Yeah, like you're saying, it looks like Miri has a Chashash Meshaker. If you're chayzer before Eidim came, then you should be never. There's no chash mashaka. We just said maybe you realize it's a different time. However, though, the Rishonim do say that all the Rishonim kamat, except maybe the Rambam, they say the reason why you're Naaman is because of Migul. No, you don't explain why you change your time, Kadul. In that one. Right? My time. Mishum da migu. The boy koi the atanosa kamaiso mifter. Since you have migu, you could have saved me first time, and if you name on with your second time. If you name on the second time. The Pasha is saying that the only reason why you're Naaman is because you have a migul. So the shtickel shver, in the beginning we're saying when you chayz it because of Eidim, we say it's a chashash meshaker. So Mekayin l'chayr, if you weren't chayz because of Eidim, there's no chashash meshaker, then why do you need a migul? So Menei Bey, it's a little bit shver, what's going on over here? You need a migul, you don't need a migul.
Why wouldn't you need a migul?
Yeah. Again, but if you need a migul, then you don't have a migul. When Aiden came. So just say there's no Migul. If you need a Migul, yeah, then when you say, hey, when Aiden came, you say you're not Nehemiah to be Chayzer. So don't tell me because the Chashash Meshach, the only reason why Migul is because of Aiden.
The Chashash Meshach, your Migul is wrong.
No. Again, Rishayim, what they say. Rishayim say that the reason why when Aiden come, you're not Nehemiah is because we say the only reason why Migul is because of the Aiden. They say it's far, why not Nehemiah?
It's not a function of Migul?
They don't say that. They don't say there's no Migul. They don't say there's no Migul. Obviously no Migul. You can't say me first time either, right? They don't say that. They're trying to say that. They would have said that, wonderful. They don't say that. They say because, we say, the reason why you're changing your mind is because of the Eidim. Therefore you're not Nehemiah. And the Miri adds a Knech, that's Chash B'Shaker. Rishonim don't speak that out, the Miri speaks it out in them. Where's the Rambam?
Test above.
Hmm? Test above?
There was one
over
there, I have no
chance. The one in the silk, you know? We says it like a big gosh. Just how it is. Chazabai, huh? Yeah. 1 second.
That's not okay.
No. What?
It's my clothes. Which not normal clothes?
Except the beard. Okay. I hear you.
I really didn't toss.
What?
I really didn't toss around.
What? There wasn't a Rambam. There is a Rambam, though. I didn't give the Rosen list, but there is a Rambam.
This is Zayin Ches.
What?
No, it's...
Top, but the... What's...
There's no Rambam, there's no Rambam in the
Suga.
No,
Rambam in the Suga. Zayin Ches, that's it. Yes, Litoin, Lesh, Tanya Bezdin, Lachs of Litoin, Zion Chas. Tanya Chas, Hach, Tanya Rashen, the same time of Tanya Nasa, Pray, Hapish, Lenasa, Masl, Tanya Rashen, Hapish, Yats, the Bezdin, the Chos, Yesh, Lachs, Lutman, Lapa, Kalkan, Shietza, Haji, Boy, Waden. Machi, Boy, Waden, Yachish, Nasa, Rachrain, Samachalea, any of us still Tanya Chas. El Kenosa, Masl. Fine. The Rambam here, the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down, this is the loch of the Reb Gash and the other Ramah. The Rambam brings down, he doesn't say because of Migul. He doesn't say because of Migul. But all the Rishonim, all the other Rishonim say because of Migul. The other Ramah, the Reb Gash, the Agos Ashri, and the Mordechai, yeah, from the Svarim, the Ashkenazim, they all say because of Migul. So again, it's a little bit awkward how they start off that when they say in the Gemara by the Aden, they're not Naaman because we say only Chayish because of Aden. It's Mashma that if you don't have that problem, meaning if the Aden didn't come, you Chayish right away, then Zami, you're Naaman to be Chayish Mentor Lepton. Without a Migul. Later on, they say Perish because of Migul. And it's an Afgamina L'Chayra. It's an Afgamina L'Chayra. Because, and this is subject to debate. Because when we say that it's a me, right? So what happens now if Aiden come afterwards? What happens if Aiden come afterwards? So the Rishonim talk about if Aiden come before your Chazar, that ain't not Nema. What if Aiden come after the Chazar? So that the Reb Gash was not talking about, but the Adramah does talk about. And the Adramah says that if Aiden come afterwards, since the only reason why you're Nema is because of Migu, yeah, you could have stayed your first Haina, then we Nema your second Haina, the Marshal, right? That's somebody in real terms. You could have said, originally said Lelevisi, then you come and then you say Lelevisi Prati. So you could have left, you could have stayed your first Haina, Lelevisi. So if now he's saying Lelevisi Prati, you Nema with a Migu. Now, or in Argamar, originally you said Shalvayis Loishal, and then you say no, it was mine, it was Bashal Baisai. They bought it in Mavasecha, let's say. So there again, if the Aiden came first, you're not in Avakim, but if the Aiden didn't come and they didn't change your mind, you have Mingu, could have remained the first time Shalvayis Loishal Vasecha. What happens if the Aiden come now? So in the Yad Ramah is the only one that discusses this Lahedya, and the Yad Ramah says they not Naman. Why? Because it knocks out the Migul. Just like the Mishnah Ksuba says, in the case of Pesha Asar at least, yeah? The Mishnah Ksuba says in Pesha Asar that where the guy says, she's an Ashes Ish Hayisi, and she got divorced, so she says, it was Shalvayis Echa, and I bought it from them when there was no Eidim Barakama. So then we say, if Eidim come afterwards, even if Eidim come afterwards, then it knocks out the Migul. Knocks out the Migul. That's the Pashas. Actually, the Meiri over there brings down, or the Sheet, I think also, brings down Mechoy Gezushain about that. Even my Pesha Asar, what happens if Eidim come afterwards? Is that Pasha that knocks out the Pasha Asar? But the Pasha is, I guess, the question is, when the Mishnah says over there the Eidim come, does that mean it came before or it came after? But the Pasha is, the way I think most Mishnayim them on, is that at least by Pasha Asar, yeah, Eidim come afterwards, Eidim come afterwards, Mele, you're not Nema, why? Because the whole reason why you're Neman is because Pesach Asar, because you're the one that said Bechal Rosh Hashanah, yeah. So Mele, if Eidim come, we don't need you anymore. Once we don't need you anymore, then you're not Neman to say that you bought it.
Yeah, but at that point,
what's that? I know at that point. I said first we'll talk about Pesach Asar, not ever. Maybe we'll talk about that soon. Well, the fact that at that point, you want to say, what might want to say is, if at that point it was a riot telling the truth, why did the riot go up? Is that what you want to say? Excellent point. We're going to talk about it soon. Okay? I'm talking about which is not necessarily a riot. Okay? But let's go one thing at a time, lat, until we build the sugya. Okay, so, but again, so the Adrama says that since the whole reason why you're able to say that to change your taina, that Levisi and Prati, is because you could have remained your taina, but Levisi, Mela, now Eidim come and say it was Lava. So Mela, now you don't have the Nemanis anymore, you don't have the options to say to remain with Levisi. Mela, you lose your Migu, Mela, you lose your taina. On the other hand, now it's interesting that the Beis Yosef, when he explains this, the Torah quotes this Yad Ramah, Beis Yosef explains the Yad Ramah, that the svar is, if Eidim come afterwards, then just like the Yad Ramah said in the beginning, yeah, that when Eidim come, that we say, why being chayis because of Eidim? Eidim came before. Why chayis because of Eidim? You're not Naman. So he understands in the Yad Ramah, and the reason why if Eidim come afterwards, you're not Naman, is because we say, maybe you chap that they're coming, and Gufa, how Gufa changed Eidim because of the Eidim that you thought were going to come. That's why you changed your Eidim. So no, the same the way the Beis Yosef quotes the Yad Ramah, when he explains the Yad Ramah, because the Torah doesn't explain the Yad Ramah. The Torah doesn't quote the whole Yad Ramah. The Torah just quotes the Halacha of the Yad Ramah. That Eidim come afterwards, then you lose your Nemanis. Even if Eidim come afterwards, you lose your Nemanis. Not only if it came before, even afterwards. And Beis Yosef explains the Torah, B'Shem in the Ramah, that the Svara is with Hakufa. Same Svara. We say that with Chayshish, the reason why you change your mind is because you're worried about the Eidim. That's what the Beis Yosef explains the Yad Ramah. However, now we have the Yad Ramah. Apparently Beis Yosef didn't have the same Yad Ramah. He only knew about the Yad Ramah from the Torah. So then he could afford to say what he said. But Rav Chana points out, we have the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, the favor says that the reason why you Neman if Eidim didn't come is Altz Migu. And the reason why you're not Neman, even if Eidim came afterwards, because it knocks out your Migu. Because it knocks out your Migu, not because of the Chashash that you're lying, but stop because it knocks out your Migu.
The Torah doesn't mention any of Migu in
the Yad Ramah? No. The Torah just says Migu? Where's the Torah? Because it's Migu?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't think so. You don't say me. Where is it?
Over here.
I know.
Hey.
What?
Hey, the first thing.
Came afterwards, then
it's not
below
me.
What?
He
doesn't say anything. He just says Allah. Kumbel Meshayiz and says, what's the svar of the Ramah? Svar of the Ramah is because we say Gufa the svar of what we have in the Ramah, Gabi Khatkhila, he's the same svar of Gabi afterwards. That's the Meshayiz is there. But as Orchan points out, in Khaira, the Ramah is a fairish, not like that. And it's interesting, because I saw in the bottom of the Meshayiz, being down from a Baruch Tam, a svara, that Gufa svar not like the Meshayiz. Misvara. Forget about the Yad Maaseh. Not like that. Not like that. I'm not even saying in the Misvara, but Megabe, that's Misvara to say that the reason why he changed his mind because he was Chesh Eidmu coming, yes, and then why did he why did he say the original time? You hear about the Eidmu in the middle. Well, why did he say the original time? If it was Chesh Eidmu come to say it was Levisi, he should have just said it prior to Tatchila. Why did he say Lo Levisi? It's Chayish that they didn't come. No, don't mention that. Point is, the Beis Yosef explains the Ramah his way because he didn't have the Sefer. Rav Chanan says, when we have the Ramah, the Ramah is Beferish working with the Svaras of Migu. But since a second time is only Neman, okay, he's only Neman because you have a Migu. It's important to know that you need a Migu, that you say. You need a Migu, and you have a Migu. Memela, since you need a Migu. Memela, once we knock out the Migu, then you're not Nehemiah anymore. In the other Rishonim, like in the Rimagash and the Rambam, so there, the Mashmayis of the Torah, that's how Beis Yosef learns of the Torah as well, is that even if you come afterwards, you're Nehemiah. If they didn't come afterwards, you never. They came before you're not them. If they didn't come afterwards, you never. Yeah, because Ramah, who do else is Sadi, Bosa Hochi? Yeah? Then they knock out the first time. Lalam Shachim, a title of Mesraiso. Look, Shimmy, you could read it into the Torah. That means Migu. He says, if they knock it the first time,
you know,
it reads better than Taka means, he means Taka Migu, but he doesn't say the words Migu, he doesn't say knocks out the Migu. Right?
Otherwise, why would you switch? If you're not going with Migu, then I just switch
the sound. That's what Beis Yosef is bothered. So he says, so Elamai says, what's the problem? So he says, because he thought the Eidim were going to come. That's why he's switching, he's made of Shash Mashaka. It's not so gushmaka. That's what Beis Yosef learns the Torah. But Pashut Shana Torah is, once we know the Ramah, Pashut Shana Torah is really saying that also. He says, yeah, the Hodlai asks, but Abahasu Sadi Basar Hachi, Vachashu B'taina Kamaisa, yeah, Loim Meshachim B'taina Basaraisa, Adamaisi Raya. Yeah, he is saying, because they slugged up your first Taina, right? It sounds like that's the whole Svar. Which work with Migu. The words of the Torah still fit better out to Migu. He says that if the Eidim come and shlug up the first Taina, yeah, then you're not Nehemiah. That's Mashma. The problem is that shlug up the first Taina. There's a second Taina based on the first Taina. So the first Taina, there's no Migu. But according to Beis Yosef, it's not so geshmak in the Torah. The Torah doesn't, there's no remez that, oh, now there's a chash. That it's the point. The point is not going to show up the first time. The point is that he chayshed that maybe he's only doing it because of the Eidim. Only did it because of the Eidim. In the Torah, it's missing. The way the Beis Yosef is learning, it's missing in the Torah. Say, but feel like, but I'll leave the Ames Taka. It's not missing because that's good for the Svar. Yeah. Once you knock it the first time, it's not me. So it's not a fair. I'm just saying that. You know, that's why Beis Yosef did what he did. But once we have the Ramah, then the Torah reads much better. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Now, then he quotes Rimagash. Rimagash, Pasad. Okay, I'll tell you, Chayzat Tayyar, and Daka Bechashas Eid, the Matayim Rishayna. I've called Mash Lei Cheshu, Chayzat Tayyar. Afa Gav, and Afa Bra, again, Rimagash, and Shani does say Migu. Migu, the boy, by the Nas Kamaisa. Omifte, Matzitan, Tayyar Achriti. Omifte. Hey, does the Rambam show a lot of little time of Harris? Happy she says a Rishaina. Does the Rambam happy she says a Bezdin, etc. Elam Kane. Who shall? No.
The Torah
calls the Rimgash, and calls the Rambam. The Rambam is the Talmud Rimgash, or Grand Talmud Rimgash. Hushalo Yatsin Bez, Havim Yatsin Bez, then any of them. Acha Shabbat Eidim. Shem and Asha, fine. But kids, so in the Vesayasim understands that the Machlaikis between the Torah is the Batsim saying the Machlaikis between the Ramah and the Rimbagash. Although they both say the same thing, that when Eidim don't come, you're out of B'chayiz of Italian. Before Eidim came, you're out of B'chayiz of Italian. But there's a difference what happens if Eidim come afterwards. The Ramah says B'feirish that Hud lo yos esadi basar achi. That's the Torah quotes the Ramah. When the Ramah brings down the Rimbagash, he doesn't say that, because Rimbagash himself didn't say that. Rimbagash Kasab, how they tell him about Dafka Shechrim Eidim, the Tayyim Rishayim? I'll call my Shalach Chishu, Chayiz of Tayyim. Yeah, so like he's repeating, you know, what's he, to Elamai, what's he repeating? Elamai, the Elamai is not the base area, that's Pashas in the Torah. What the Torah is saying is, the Machlaik is over here, although they both say the same Yisayit, Yenemon, to be Chayiz of Tayyim, Mepetur, Leptur, before the Eidim came. What happens afterwards? What happens if they come afterwards? According to that Yad Ramah, knocks out your Migul, and then if you're not Naman, according to the Rimagash, even if you say after, even if they come afterwards, even if they come afterwards, you're Naman. You can have your Naman. That's right. And the Ramah also, the Ramah, Yesh Litton and Bezdin, lots of Litton, Taina Cheres, Afi Shlenos Amas Latan Rishayna, even if you left Bezdin, I'm actually bo Eidim. Any ochol lasil tana cheres. Ram said, Eidim came. Ram doesn't say.
It's not clear in Ram.
But I'm just saying. No. What I'm reading out from Ram is that Mashmah is that the Rambam only says the problem of Eidim is the Eidim come, and you're not never to say, Eini Yochel, Eidim come, Eini Yochel Asil Atayin Acheres, Elim Kainas and Amasma. He doesn't say that Eidim didn't come afterwards. That's clearly missing in the Rambam. I'm saying, what the Meisayis is saying, that the Torah is saying the Machlaik and the Shein over here, the Rambam is pretty clear as well. Because the Rambam says, that Eidim come, then he's not that mother which is Taina. Yeah? And if the Ramesh tell me a bit of Chiddush, even after he switches Taina, if Eidim come, he's not that mother. Oh my, the Pashas is, that the Rambam and the Rimbagash, they talk to argue on the Yad Ramah, and this one Nakuda, what happens if Eidim come afterwards? The Ramah says, even if Eidim come afterwards, only come afterwards, you're not that mother. And the Rimagash, the Ramas, if Inuvim come afterwards, you know, and that was like if they came before. And the other Rishonim say that no, only if they came before is the problem, not if they came afterwards. That's basically the Seder Adorim of the Rishonim. The source of the Shmaitz of the Rishonim. Now, question is, this Ketzayis deals with, the Ketzayis is bothered. It's interesting, the Ketzayis apparently also didn't have the Yad Ramah because on his own, he has this problem. Ketzayis, you know, there are Paskins this sheet, though. Yeah. Once they explained why you said we did before, and you have a parrot to explain. So it says. The different place in Mashma. How the Chayz of Tayyim and Tulip Torah? Mishan Migul. Shem will say Migul. Shem will say Migul. Again, Ram didn't say Migul, but Shem will say Migul. He goes to Tubishem Rimagash. He doesn't quote the Ramah. He says, Mishan Migul. The Chayz quotes the Torah, but Shem Rimagash, the Farish Migul. That's the only place the Torah mentioned the word Migul was in Rimagash, and not in the Yad Ramah, which is what led to the confusion of the Beis Yosef. Yeah? So now, he has a problem. So the question is, he said, "Frankly, tzais." So why, if Adam come afterwards, why nema? Why are you still nema? No, the tzais understood, right? From the stimulus of the Rambam, I guess, and Rimagash, what we said before, they're arguing on the Adrama, on this Nakuda. They're arguing on this Nakuda. And the Mela, he has a problem. If it's Altsmigu, since he quotes the Gemara and Ksubis, Ishamra, Ishis, Ishis, Ish, Aniv, and his Garshan, and Menes, Pashas, Pashitr, and Yesh Eidim, Shishis, Ish, and the Menes, even though Eidim come afterwards. Right? See, you know, I told you, the Sheet on the Chof Gimel brings down the Shlom and the Meili, Rava Meili. About this point, you know, Gemara doesn't say before the Eidim, even though the Eidim came afterwards. The assumption is the Eidim came afterwards, but just like we mentioned before, just for the record, there are trying to learn that the Eidim came before, but Echlam came afterwards. Then you see the Solam and Peshasa. Al Kapanim, so Tzai assumes that it's Eidim and the Eidim come afterwards. He says, if it's Altsmigu, so we know that if it's a Migu, once you knock out the Migu, then you lose your Taina. So Mela, why is Nalacha? Why is Mashmayas of the Magash and the Rama, the Yidim came afterwards, you still Naman? If it's Migu, how does that work? If it's Migu, the Kmal is, the Yidim came afterwards, you're not Naman. It means another Raya. Okay, this is a very important Raya. It's a very important Raya, because this is Beferish. Okay? As I said, the first Raya is not Beferish, because Mayas and Machoy is a Shainim. So the whole Kashan says, you could say that maybe the Ad Ramah, maybe the Rimagash, and the Rambam, they all hold like either the Meili or the Ashlam, I don't know which one holds what. Well, it's Ashlam holds the Peshasa. Fame came afterward, it's not Mavakul Migu, and the Meili says it is. So maybe they all hold like the Ashlam. That's not Mavakul Migu. That's what he could have said. But this Gemara al Chaira is more of a problem, says the Ktzais. Moed b'shtash ha-kosvay. Yeah? Moed b'shtash ha-kosvay. Oh, we're not going to have to. No, we're going to have to figure out the Me'ili. The Hashlamet says that even if they didn't come afterwards, he's still that one. Yeah, we're not going to have to figure out how he learns his Gemara. But that has to be worked on. But what was the Gemara? Moed b'shtash ha-kosvay, yeah? The machlek is v'tzar l'kayim ha-ein tzar l'kayim. What does that mean? Reuben comes to Shimon with a shtar and says, you owe him $100,000. Shimon says, now the shtar is not makuyim. Right? It means that the Bezdin didn't validate the chasimis, etc. So, but Shimon says, I paid. So what do we say? Moed b'shash kosvay. The Mad Rambam says that you never say paraiti tzarich l'kaimai. Why? Because you could have said you have a migu. You could have said that the shtar is mezuyif. You could have said the shtar is mezuyif. What?
It's not
makuyim. Could have said the star is mezuyah. Therefore, you never said paraiti. Even though there's a star chavir my body, there's a star against you. That man yama holds. Yeah. So the question is, so what's more to say? That man holds star chalakaymai. Yeah. He doesn't get away with it saying paraiti. You have to be makayimit, and if you'll be makayimit, then he'll have to pay. Why? Because you're not bad as Migu. Again, he's never said Paraiti, according to this Mandama, Paraiti Migu the Mezuyev. Paraiti Migu the Mezuyev. Yeah? Paraiti Migu the Mezuyev. So Mela, if you kind of star, he loses his Migu. Now, there's no time to Mezuyev, because it's Mekuyim. But Mela is not having any motion to say Paraiti, because it's against the star. Star from Rabbi. So what do we see from there? You see from there, Zachtik Tzais, that knocking out the Tain of the Migu, even afterwards, works. That even though B'shaytai, when you said Paraiti, you had a Migu, if I knock out the other Tain of the Migu Tain of afterwards, then you lose your Tain of Paraiti. what's the case over there? By being Makayim the Shtar, you're knocking out his Taina of Mezuyev. Because it's Makayim is not Mezuyev. So Meli, not Namzei Bright anymore. So the concern is, what do we see from here? That even though it happened afterwards, you knock out the Migu Taina afterwards, you lose your Migu. So Meli over here, Rekhitzais, why is it that these Rishonim seem to hold that if Aiden come afterwards, that it was Lava, you're not Namun anymore to change your taina and to say levisi praiti, you lose your taina levisi praiti. You don't lose your taina levisi praiti because you said it before the Aiden came. But even if they come afterwards, the chayyim should not got the mingle because you couldn't stay at this point. You couldn't stay with your first taina. If you couldn't stay with your first taina, then you lose your mingle. Even though this is happening afterwards, that's the size of two rayas that we say, we knock out the Migu Taina afterwards, you lose the Migu. Some Cain, if the Rishonim are going with Migu, then what's the pshat that even if they come after you, you're still Nemo. It doesn't mean now the Yad Ramah, right? That the Yad Ramah goofed because of that Taina. No, the Yad Ramah is masked to the Tzaris, right? Fakir, Yad Ramah goofed says, because it's a Svar, because you need the Migu, says the Yad Ramah, if you knock out the Migu Taina, if you say, Aiden, come and say Levisi, yeah, Lava, then you knock out the Migu. That's why you're not going to never anymore. I'll go for like the Tzaris of Taina. But the other Rishonim hold not like that. Okay, in fact, the Tzaris, what do Rishonim hold? Or in our verse, we'll say, what did the other Rishonim hold? Yeah? No, the Tzaris got a good deal over here, because he's Mechavin exactly the Yad Ramah. But that just makes the Kashi even stronger than what's that Pshat in the other Rishonim. That's the big question that we have to try to be Miyashiv. What's Pshat in the Rambam and the Rimagan? Okay, the Rambam was in this area. Migu, whatever. Assuming they were working with Migu, what's going on? Zabdik says, "Okay, how can I name it? Okay, how can I name it? Ain't no last in the Rishonim." Fine. So that's Kesayis Kash. Very, very big question. Now. So says, "Okay, near the chayz and the p'tur have a tiny machmas atzma. Kibun a dayin lein is chayiv, v'shayich chidas paldim. U'kemish lenech chidusin the dami v'yachol arsa." Says the chayz that that's the side of the shayna. Why in Amman? You could be chayzer m'p'tur l'p'tur. So the pshat is. The pshat is that since it wasn't registered in Beis Din, the chiyuv, v'hadas baldin, v'meila, you could change your taina. Without a migu. Without a migu. One second. Originally he said lo levisi, now he's saying levisi praiti. Yeah? See, so what will be the svara? What will be the svara that he can't change his mind? What will be the svara that he can't change his mind? Stop. Why can't he change his mind? I'm just kidding. I made a mistake. Whatever. Why can't he change his mind? Teretz is because I'm a little beast. You can't like priority. That's what the choice is assuming over here. The problem with changing your taina, okay? The problem with changing your taina, okay, is zaka choice because. The chal is because by saying the first time and not saying the second time is a hidah. The second time is not true. So let's talk in Lufthin. Let's talk in Meisim. I'm a levisi like kaim like priority. The first by saying levisi, I'm a levisi kaim like priority. The meila, how can you turn around? And this is the best, right? This is the best mamish, right? So how can you turn around and say, no, just kidding, levisi priority? Is it ready to ask about this? The Das Baldin conveyed in Dami, right? That it was Lava. So how can you turn around and say that was Loi Para? I'm sorry, that was Loi Para. Sticha, that was Loi Para. So how can you turn around and say Para? What happened if Aiden come and say Loi Para? Yeah, if Aiden come to bed and say Loi Para. Lezazi Yadim Mitarchi Yedeinu. We were on a trip together for the last 6 months. Loi Para. Yeah. So he's gonna have to say para, but not against the Edom. So here also it's against the Edom. It's against the own the Edom that he created. Oh, Zotnik says. Zotnik says that Zabdik tzais. I mean, truth be as you can add, that's if it's taka hayda, yeah, then migu might not even help you, right? If it's taka hayda, if you want to learn the tzais, because the ends of milling, it's not taka. The minimum is not off migu, right? But that's the problem. If the tzais says the problem here of hayda, the first time is hayda against the second taina, then you might have a problem migu makamedim. I'm just saying that's going to be a problem. If we're going to learn Migu, once the Tzaddis brings up this issue of Eidah's Baldin, then we're going to have to deal with this. The Tzaddis doesn't ask this as a Taina, but we're going to have to deal with this as Migu Makameh. It's going to be Migu Makameh. If we want to learn Al Tzaddis, it's not called Migu, we're going to have a problem Migu Makameh. So as if, but the Tzaddis himself avoids the problem. Because he says, no, it doesn't mean migu. Then elamai, why could you be chayzer over here? Teretz is, since the chayv of your hayda, of your statement, the haynu, shaloi para, that was never registered in Bezdin, because it wasn't a geya, because the Aiden didn't come and say it was lava. So it wasn't a geya. Since it wasn't a geya, so this is a tzeis b'chadish, yeah? Since it wasn't a geya, the meila, it's not registered as a hayda. Mamela, he's medamit, Mr. Tzushla Baumel, he's medamit to the concept of Eidim. That Kozman, the Eidis, wasn't cross examined, it wasn't Echreducim of Bezdin, then the Eidim changed their mind. There's no Kimet Shigar Shivani Chayzer Magid. The Kimet Shigar Shivani Chayzer Magid. Once Eidim testified, he can take back the testimony. It's only because of the cloud of Necharism Bezdin. Only if Bezdin accepted Eidus. Because when Bezdin hasn't accepted Eidus, they can change their mind. So male of here also, Zadig Tzais. Okay? I'm not sure if it's a Moshul, it's Dinyan, how much he's building on that. But Pam Zadig Tzais, who are Dinyan, who are Indian, Lindy does about them. Is also only when Okilu is Nechra and Bezdin. So the Nechra of Eidah's Baldin, Zagdin Tzais, is that it was Negev. The male of the Kozman wasn't Negev yet. The male of Zagdin Tzais, there's no problem, Bezdin, to be Chayesh Vatayin. So the male of.
What do you mean,
Lava? Because there was no Aiden that said it was. In the meantime, you're Potter. There was no Aiden that said it was Lava.
After a second time?
No. After the first time. When he said Levisi, and he turns around and says Levisi Parati. Since there was no Aiden in the interim that said it was Lava, and if Aiden come in and said it was Lava, okay, then it's like, now it's Chal Da'ida, Shloi Para.
Why didn't he call it right when he says Levisi?
Because it's not a Geya Shloi Para. He's Potter anyway. He's saying Lava. It's not a Geya. It's not a Geya to us to know there was Loi Para. Because he's being potty, he's being nemutai loy levisi. It's not a geya. It doesn't come up. That's what he's saying. It doesn't come up. It only comes up, yeah, when we know it's lava. If we know it's lava, then it's the geya to me that it was para loy para. Yeah, it's a chiddush. This chiddush is a chiddush because I don't know if I would have said it misvara. Yeah, that the Haida is only Negeya, the Haida is only Chal when it's Negeya. I would have said, the Maestro is Haida over here. Elamai, we're not going to use the Haida. It's not Negeya to us to use the Haida because meanwhile you're scot free, you're not going to say, look into the Lord of Isi. But Batsem, you know, it's there, it's recorded somewhere in the scribe of Bezdin, you know, it's recorded somewhere in the computer somewhere, and when Bezdin needs, they'll pull it out. Yeah, so you could definitely argue the Ktzais, Mitzvara. For sure, the Ktzais is a Chiddush over here. But we might end up having to say this, as we'll see. Yeah, but you're right, the Chiddush. But that's what Ktzais want to say. Since it's not again, he's Metamid to the din of Eidus that wasn't Echra. You're right. It's not necessarily a good tushta because Haidah's Baal didn't. You don't need an echra, right? But Bezdin didn't cross examine the Eidim. The Eidim hasn't been accepted. Yeah, it's a matter. You can change your mind. You can change your Eidim. But over here, Bezdin was accepted. And on my book, it's not negated to me yet. I don't need it yet. So I'll put it away. I'll file it away. When the time comes, I'll pull it out. Right, so you're right that the tzais is a very big chiddush of it. This is a very big chiddush, but we might not have another way really of explaining the Rishonim, as we'll see in the Hamshach. So may I look at this?
We had a clip here before that you said that it's only if you're on the din, but it's also in the story. We have to prove that it also says that we only be on the din and not the story. Is that what he's saying over here? Are you going that side of the chakir?
I don't think he's being nechas into the chakir over here.
Because if you're doing the story, then who cares? That's not relevant right now. If it goes according to that side of the chakir.
Wait, first of all, there was no story over here. He never said leprati, right?
He's saying he's denying
the
story. Okay.
Fine, but even that, but it's not negay. You can believe in the story. It's not accepted as best because it's negay. You can still say even if it's a story, but it's not negay. Once it's not, if it's not negay, then it's not accepted. Even then, the story is not accepted. I don't think it's telling that. Now, while the Nakapayis condition of the boy Amma Betanas Rishayim, I Rishayim do say that Rishayim do say that you could have stayed. The reason why Neman. Yeah, because you could have stayed your first time, no? My timer, how did the first say? Gosh. Okay, they said, Labatar is Migu Kambi. The Lab Shaker. Doesn't mean Mamish Amigo. Akibon. The boy, Betanas Rishaina. But Daniel is Chayiba. The Shaiba does about the Gmei in Aiden. Yeah?
That's Amigo.
Huh?
It's not legal when he's...
No, he's saying that...
Wait.
I couldn't remember the first time. The Hainu. There was Loinus Chayiv yet. Because calls my name don't come. You're never to say Loinus Levisi. So it means, his svar over here, that the Eidus, the Haidah, hasn't been accepted yet because it wasn't the Geya. That's what they mean. They could have stayed the first time. Meaning, Basher Usham, the Hidar Shaloi Para is irrelevant. That's what he says. They're saying they don't mean a Taina of Migul. They just mean I could have stayed the first Taina. The Hainu that my Hidar is not registered because calls my name don't come. It's not a gay because I'm Pater anyway. That's what he wants to read into the Rishayna.
But like, how do you switch your
tainus?
Like,
again, you can switch your tainus because there's no idea. Well, why can't you switch your tainus? The tzaris is assuming
that
you're switching. It's not again. No,
you're making a tainus.
No, you are switching your
tainus.
You're switching your tainus. You're switching your tainus. But the tzaris says there's no problem with etzim switching your tainus. The tzaris assumes the only problem is if it's a stira. If it's a dos, if it's a dos baldin, you're not a nemuk. The dos baldin made them.
One second, you just switch your stira though. You switch your tainus.
Okay.
Why in the monastery have to switch your tainus?
Again, that's what Shimon is just asking. It's saying you were just asking against him. Now you're asking like him.
There wasn't a tainus, but then
there was a tainus. Of course, there was a tainus. The tzaris is saying it's not a problem switching tainus. Just like the Aiden could switch, calls my name was Lil Nechra. There's no problem switching. Why is the problem switching my dino? Why is the problem switching my dino? Why is the problem switching my dino?
Because you're lying.
Who says the problem?
Why should I believe you?
What?
Why should I believe you? You're lying.
1 second.
Why should you believe
you? Why should I believe you? I'm out of time now.
Huh?
So I lied. Before I lied. Now I'm telling the truth.
I didn't know you're telling the truth now.
We don't have a dino. There's nothing wrong with my dino. You have to accept my dino. It's a good dino. You have to accept it. You have no reason to accept my dino. Again, you're back when you host a conference? Okay, so don't go there. No, what we say that there's a chashah that you're lying, that will be negeya. That it's an important point. We'll get there, mitzvah Hashem. Yeah? But I'm just saying, so it's not worried about that.
Abed Haina.
Host a conference, the Rashba says only with Aiden. Host a conference only with Aiden. Chorim brings down Shuvah Zerash. So only when you prove you're lying with Aiden, then you become Hoxha Kafran. If you weren't Hoxha Kafran with Aiden, then there's no Hoxha Kafran.
Why are you Bezdin Aiden for this?
No.
Why? You lied to Bezdin space.
How do you know?
What? We don't know.
You know if you lied.
You said.
Don't be Bezdin. It's not Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't know. It's it. Ken.
We want to say you lied.
True, you lied. Say it.
In front of Bezdin.
You lied in front of Bezdin.
So aren't they Aiden on your line to say that you just lied? And you have a whatever you just said, the Lashon?
Was
the
Kafran?
Yeah.
So, again, I told you already, I don't have a clear answer on that. The Gedorim of Hovel's Kafra. I just saw the Chorim Ne'araj, but that way. Let's leave that for now, okay? So again, so the Tzai assumes the Batsim is no Taina. The fact that I'm changing my Taina, the only problem is that it's against the Das Balde. What's the matter? That's the Tzai's Mechadish, it's huge Chiddish. Rav Hillel, no problem with Das Balde. Adkan, Divrei HaKtzais, and he basically laughed off as the Migu. The Shtasa, he laughed off as the Migu. He just like, he's not the Migus anymore, like, he's not laughed off as the Migu by. By
the Chazaka.
By what? Well,
the
Chazaka and
the
Migu, they loved up. Yeah. And the best Gemara that's not allowed. And whereas the Migu could have said, I bought it from you. They're also, so he said, no, it's a Chazaka, it's not a Migu. So, I'm just stroking out of this house. But Maisa, somehow, two places that say it's just like loved up because the Migu. Now, again, in the Ramah, for sure, it's not like that. For sure, it's in the Migu. Yeah, and the but good. The Bishasa he Taka says that like the Tzai wants everyone to say that once you bring Eid Man afterwards you're not Kayimigu. But besides that, the Chachamim is now Chuvas Rashba. That's Beferish Al Smigu. The Moris Al Smigu. The Moris is Al Smigu. That over here Chachamim is Simsim Oiskufir Aleph. He says because Chuvas Rashba that says Fulkaf and Bezdin. This issue. The boy on Matanas in China, Matanasa, Leom who's a kafir and Shabo Adim, Koidim Shechos and Amalavisi, Allah Hok loves a kafir, Napiatsmai, Kimim Bapatsia. Okay, so you have to. And then he says, Chengos Yadima. So I think the lesson of the Rajba was, Ein Lecha, Malashach, God of Mizu, or something like that. Someone says Shaloshin, it's mashmer that their monas is Al-Smigu. Yeah? And also, the shine is all the shine in. He quotes the Aramel. Okay, it says. And if you look at the Mardukhai over here and the guy's Ashri, the shine seem to clearly indicate that we're talking working Al-Smigu. He says, Avalim Lachisha Eidu Shine, El Matsmai. Right, Lachzabai. Oh, Shabashan Lahayda. Ada Maida. Shabashakir Haya. Paita Atzmai. Yachl. The Mal. Oh, he said the Mal Shakir. My right, so he said the clearest time of Mal Shakir. That's Loshna Migo. Right? He said Loshna. The Marche also. Mal Shakir. Right? Believe me. My second taina, if I wanted a lie, I could have kept the first taina. Ma'al shaker. Don't go to the size. It's not a ma'al shaker. He's just saying, in relief to Rosh Hashanah, said, I could have stayed my first taina. So then you can say, okay, they don't mean migul. Yeah? They don't mean migul. They mean that I could have stayed my first taina, and therefore, it hasn't been registered my haidah. Yeah? It hasn't registered my haidah. Mamela hasn't registered my dog. Mamela I could change my taina. But here we're showing him who's Losh Mal Shaker, yeah, and Migu, they're saying that he's Neman, Losh Rabbi is Neman als Migu, yeah, that certainly sounds like we're talking Migu, not just as far as why your Haida hasn't registered yet, and if you change taina without Migu. So it's always. The idea of the Ktzais is an idea, but it is definitely, it's clear in the Rishayim, it seems, all the Achrayim following the Ktzais, they all argue the Ktzais as far as what's going on. They're not trashing the Ktzais as a Svara, which we might need, but Akpanim, is there an element of Nemanis, of Migu, that's needed over here? Yes, that seems to be clear in the Rishayim, that there is an element of Migu. That itaka be neman al smigu. You need the migu to be neman. You need the migu to be neman. No, the tzais. They say you neman al smigu. The tzais would never say if somebody neman al smigu with malishaker. You can't lav dafka that. He doesn't. No, it's not the point. What's the point of that? He doesn't say that. No. We will. We can't be. We're not being full out of the tzais. Yeah, the tzais is the tzais. I'm being full out of the tzais. The Ksari says, he quotes the Lashon of the Rishonim. They say that he could have stayed your first Taina. He says that Lashon doesn't mean you never would have been. But they say, could have stayed my first Taina. It means what he said. But if they say you never else me, the Ksari would not say that.
He did on and off.
It says the Yenemen al Smigul, it says the Yenemen al Smigul, just a Smigul. What? Is it not a chakra over there? Is it not a chakra? Really? I don't remember Shigumara. It says Smigul. It doesn't mean not a chakra. Yisli Sadi. No. Yamra Kamed Yizavna, Mehim and Smigul Yibayamra. Say. Now. Okay, so that's the sugya and the Rishonim beg for a different mahalos. So in other words, again, so if we're going to say that it's clear, it seems to be clear in older Rishonim, again, in the Rambam, we can say like the Tzais, right? In the Rambam, at least, you have a reason for the Tzais. The Rambam never said anything about Migul. So the Rambam could say the Tzais. There's no indication in the Rambam not arguing the Tzais. We have observation, at least for the Tzayis. Oh, Tzayis, gadget. Not the Tzayis. Akapanim, but the other Rishayim, though, other Rishayim is clear. Not like that, as all the Achrayim point out. Mamela, okay, so we have to deal with the Tzayis' question. The Tzayis had a good question. There's a question. If he's not going out to Migul, so then, why if Aiden come afterwards, according to those Rishayim, do we say that you're still Nem?
Even without Edom, if there's a Chashash Meshaka, they switch Tanakh because there's Edom around, even if they don't show up, it's still a Chashash Meshaka.
Who says switching because of. I don't know what you're talking
about. I mean.
When no one's saying they're switching because of. I don't know what.
We said this was, there's a Chashash Meshaka.
I said that. You're going back to Bebe Zayza? Huh? You just said it just came out of the water. Now, so we have to explain now if the Rishonim are saying Migul, so then why don't we say if it's Migul, then why don't we say if Eidim come after me, Shemina. That's what we want to know. Okay? Now, Zokr Bachar. Yeah, and this is what Meyer threw out before. If we're saying, right, back to the old Charlotte Migu, if the gather of Migu is it's a raya, Mali Shak is a raya, right? Telling the truth, Pashup Shak. Some Cain, in fact, Aiden come afterwards, Lechaira shouldn't shtari namanis. Because if at the time we had a raya telling the truth, so even though your Migu gets knocked off, say it, but at the time we had a raya telling the truth. Unless you say that he knew the Eidim would come, whatever. Who said? It's possible to say that if at the time, who said you knew about the Eidim? If at the time you could have said this Taina, and you didn't say this Taina, yeah. So then. That's a raya, you're telling the truth. If it's a raya, the raya doesn't become buckle just because later he didn't come and then knock out that first time. Doesn't necessarily become buckle. So he says, so what's pshat? I might be starsha kasvoi. Okay? I might be starsha kasvoi, tsarachal kaimoi. So that was one of the tzitzis rayas. Then when you knock out the migo afterwards, you lose your taina, you lose your migo. Says Ruchanan, but. You look at the sugya on the ayin, and you look particularly at the Ramban over there, because the sugya over there, the Gemara discusses, whether you're Neman, and we had the Gemara, right? When you're Neman, you say, Echzarti, Migu din Ensu, or we say it's a Migu, but it's against the Shtarcha Beyond my boy. It's against the Chazaka of Shtarcha Beyond my boy. So the Shayim ask over there, and the Shayim ask, you're telling me that you're not Neman to say. Echzarti migul and enso. Because it's a migul against chazaka. It's like a migul makim edim of shtachim of my body. Fregel the rishayim. Leman dam ma moed b'shash kasim by tzarich l'kaimai. Why is tzarich l'kaimai? You know, but the same prayti we said before. Prayti migul and mezuyev. Yeah, but l'chayra. But the prayti is against shtachim of my body. So it's a migul, makim edim. So the Gemara over here, enough ayin is mesupik. When we say migul, makim shach my body, so what's pshat man the amar? Mayim b'shash kas itzarach l'kaimai. That's the kasha that the Rishonim grapple with. Okay, because the feet that sound the Gemara, the inan emir chazar to migul emenso. So why in emon pride to migul emezuyev? What's the difference? Chazar to migul emenso, pride to migul emezuyev. Yeah? So Tais is asked this question. Tais is gives various trutzim, which we're obviously not going into right now. But the gate to us, the very, very says the Gateris of the Ramban. It's not this Ramban's a Velz Ramban. Stam, you're not Jewish, you don't know his Ramban anyway. You have to know his Ramban. So the Ramban says that by pride to be the Mizuyev, there it's Pesha Asar. Because he says, and that's them doing in the Gemara, Mavatsiyadav Zayin, don't need your mind in Zayin to the Gemara. Then the Gemara says that Shtar is Chasmav Alma. A Shtar without Kiyam is Chasmav Alma. It's a piece of pottery. Yeah? Meaning that the Kon of Kiyam, says that a shtar al kiyum is nothing. Now,
but the rest is
whatever. However, they deal with that. Well, maybe we're dealing on a bottom level. Whatever it is, that's not this right now. It's Rabban the Raisa. Either on the bottom level we're talking, or else maybe Hefka Bezdan, they can do things on the Raisa level. That's not the issue right now. Mela, but the site of the Kanas Kiyum was that it's Chas Ba'alma. This Ramban is very nageya. When you learn the sugyas of shtaris, and this Ramban is very important. Okay, but says the Ramban, Mele says it's pesh oskar. It's not a migul. Paraiti migul mezuyev.
You speak at the chalik, or is there a shulchan?
I don't remember. The Ramban certainly says it's pesh oskar. I don't remember the exact lashon. He says Pesha Asar. Okay? He says Pesha Asar. So Mela, right? Mela says that's the difference. In other words, Hechzarti Migu Dinensu, that's a Migu. Right? Hechzarti Migu Dinensu is a Migu. I could have said Nensu, I want to be Naman Hechzarti. By saying Hechzarti, though, you're up against the Shtar, Shach Ben Mabai. So it's a Migu, Mogamedim. Mashayin Kain says the Ramban. Okay, by Prati Migul Mezuyev, says the Ramban, there it's Pesha Asar. Kushta without Kiyum is Chas Ba'alma. Yeah, Samela, who's made Samela? I'm being by me, Moed B'Shtar Shekosvay. Yeah, I'm the one that's validating the Shtar. By being Moed that I wrote the Shtar, I'm being Mekayin the Shtar. And Mela, but I'm saying Prati. So Mela, because the Ramban's Mechal with Pesha Asar Migul. One second. Again, the Ramban says the difference between Hechzarti Migul the Nensu is different in the case of Prati Migul the Mzuyev. Here it's Pesha Asar, here it's Migul, and therefore over there we were Migul Makam Eidim, Migul Makam Chazaka. But by Pesha Asar, now we're Migul Makam Chazaka. And Mela Svara might be, like we've been discussing other times, and maybe the Yisrael of Pesha Asar is that since the only way you know anything is from me, therefore you have to take everything I'm saying. It's not a Svara of a Raya, it's not a Ma'al Ishak, it's not a Svara that must be I'm telling the truth because I could have said that it was Mezuyev. No, because then the same Alishak and Midachisa, we have right the R line. You're going against Shachmei Abayi. So it's not a good raya. If you say Peshasar is, you have to believe what I said, since the only way you know anything is because of me, then you have to believe everything I'm saying. Right? Even if it's gonna rain, no. You have to believe everything I'm saying. Mela, we don't worry about the fact that there's a Shach Mayim Bayi, because you have to believe me, even though there's a tie against me of Shach Mayim Bayi. That's the Hezbollah Ramban.
Unless you're only saying that.
That's the Hezbollah of the Ramban.
Unless
you're
only saying that
because you're scared of Edom. The Yogi, what ate them?
It ate them come and confirmed the Shach, and you said,
covered. What does that do with anything? Again, the Ramban says, Inema. Okay, but the Mayim we say, Inema, though, so what do you want?
Why Inema?
Because you have Peshasar. Now, Mela, like this. Zakir Bukhanan, it's a Mela by Peshasar. Yeah, what's Peshasar? Mepivan Uchayim. Yeah, the only way you know anything is because of me. So, Berega, that I take that away from you, I take that elevated status away from you, that I know without you, I don't need you anymore. Once I don't need you anymore, you lose your Namadas. Kozman, I needed you. Yeah, then they have to believe you. But Berega, they don't need you anymore. I can throw in the garbage. I don't need you anymore. Mele yinan neman. So Mele, therefore, says Rav Chanan. This is the Ksari says. That you can see that you can knock out the Migu even later. Haraya, Tzarech L'Kayim. If you're M'Kayim Nishtar, knocks out the Migu, you're not neman anymore. Over there, the Ramban says Pesha Asar. Here, the Ramban says Pesha Asar. Now, so that Mashenka by Migu, the Rav Chanan wanted to suggest that by Migu, you even if you knock out the Migu afterwards, you still never.
What's
it? Now, I Luchaira, you might ask, every Pashas is also Migu, right? Every Pashas is also Migu. Every Pashas is also Migu. The answer is a silly question, because of the if else. Pesha Asa, Af Migu, we say, Shtarach Mei Abayi. Af Migu, you're not Nema. This is Shtarach Mei Abayi. Over there, you don't have a Migu. This is Shtarach Mei Abayi. In the case of Mei Shtash Chasvai. Yeah? So therefore, you have to come on to Pesha Asa. Af Pesha Asa, you can be knocked out later.
So Pesha Asa is not
Nema. Nami. What?
Pesha Asa is different than me?
Well, that's what we've been saying for the last 20 minutes. That the whole Ramban is being Mechal from Pesha Asa Migu. That. Let me just explain. Now, Mela, says Rav Chanan. Over here, yeah, in our Gemara. So, yes, the Rishon is saying, the Neman to say, righty, Amigo, you could have said, you could have kept the Taina of Leila Visi. In fact, it says, why if Eid come afterwards and not the Amigo on your Neman? Terence is, here it's Amigo. Over here it's Amigo. Since at the time it was a Raya that would tell you the truth. So, Mela, we have a Raya telling you the truth. So maybe in the evening come afterwards and your Migu is bottle. So what? I don't need Migu. Once there was a riot, the riot doesn't go off. That's what the Rav Chanan wants to say to answer the Tzai's kash.
So
if
the other one says you only believe when you have a riot.
The other one is saying not like this. He's saying that
it wouldn't be a riot.
He holds that you need an ongoing riot. Whatever. But upon the answer of the Rishonim, that's what Bukhan is suggesting. Alright, we'll
go ahead. Rabbi.